Okay, what's going on there, old man? Again, look down at the camera, 92409. How you feeling there? You feel punchy? So, I've hatched a new Joe Senior project in my endearing way of keeping your spirit alive. It's funny, it's funny how you don't let go of things. And it's like with you, it's like, I'm not going to let go. I'm going to find ways of keeping you going in ways that make sense, that are entertaining and cool. And before I tell you what I'm doing, I'm going to tell you about this story I saw last night about this couple that it's this program called This American Life, and it's a radio program that they've converted into TV, and I was watching it last night. It's really well done. And there was this story about this bull that this couple owned, and it looked like they strike me as a type of folk that probably didn't have kids, and they really grew a very special and particular bond with their animals, and they had this big bull. And this one bull they had was rather famous. It was on David Letterman in the 80s, and it was in a movie or two, and it was, I just saw a dead black cat in the road. That's fucked up. At any rate, and I never want to look at animals when they're dead in the road, but I'm still groggy. I haven't had enough coffee, and I look too long. Oh, there's some cows. There's some bull cows. So anyways, this couple had this bull, and it was a lovable bull, and it was called Chance. Was it Chance? Yeah, Chance, I think, is what it was called. And they loved this bull. This bull was their life, so the bull died, and it devastated them. But before that, they went to the University of Texas in Austin, I believe, which is a big animal research facility, and they convinced these people there to clone this bull. And they called the next bull Second Chance, and this bull kept gouging this guy, like, several times, like, just completely horned him and gouged him and just annihilated him. Second time, it gouged his jewels and his scrotum had to get like 80 stitches, and this guy was still like, well, it's okay. I didn't meet Chance till he was 7. This bull isn't 7 yet. We'll see what happens. And I was thinking about how you regenerate things, and the whole idea of the story was that you're reincarnating something. And I think about what I'm doing with these little projects with you, and it's like, it's probably more of me delving into seeing a little bit of who you are through your friends. And what I'm doing is, I got all your business cards, and I am calling all of these guys on these business cards just to ask them what kind of guy you are, what's their favorite story, what's their favorite anecdote. Just, you know, maybe some of them don't know that you're not around anymore, and let them know what's going on. But it's kind of cool. I only got a hold of one guy. What was his name? Dan, I believe. And he loved you, man. Talked about how wise and smart you are, and how, you know, he met the family, and just all of it. I guess you knew him through Michael George, and he was kind of a vendor guy, but it's cool. It's almost like reaching out and hearing you and talking to you and being around you again, but it's cool. I'm going to put together a little video audio piece on this and post it on the web, and give everybody kind of their last say as to what they thought about you, which is going to be good. You know, I don't believe there's going to be one person I'm going to get a hold of that's not going to want to chew the fat about who you are and what you are. There is one guy that Anthony mentioned, is John Bonacorso. I guess it was Bobby Joe's brother. Bobby Joe's brother John wrote Bobby Joe off because he's a clown. Anyway, well, they called him Biscuit. There was a business card you had, and it was just his name, and in parentheses, Biscuit, with his phone number or his pager and a picture of a car. Classic. You got a lot of classic cards in there. So, at any rate, a lot of these numbers are gone and done, and especially with the car industry, since you've been gone, it's been reshaped and reformed. So I think a lot of these guys are probably finding another way to make a buck. But it's fun, man. It's cool. It's cool to do all these little things, and it's just, you know, a testament to how much I miss you. And, you know, just keeping it real. I think it's just cool to do shit like this. At any rate, pal, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. I gotta text your other son to see if he can't get me Kevin Jordan's number so I can talk to Biscuits. See what the fuck's going on.
All right, pal. Better get off my ass. I don't know what you're doing behind me, pal, but it ain't flying. All right? What you got there, a little Porsche? Some ding-dong car? With the old ding-dong world? When you got a fancy car and you're riding someone's ass, there's something about your anatomy that you're probably not too comfortable with. So back off, fucker. All right, we love you, buddy. Good luck there on the cloud side of things, on the ethereal unknown, with comfort and joy and love and forevermore.
I'll take you out with a song that I've been listening to for a little while here. Ready?